Brothers and sisters, we extend a warm welcome to all members, visitors and guests who have joined us in worship, either here in church or via the live stream. What a great blessing and privilege it is that despite the restrictions, many of us still can come here together in church for worship this morning. We are truly thankful that we may come into God's presence with reverence and awe to praise and glorify His name. May we all be strengthened in faith and edified by the proclamation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Consistory has the following announcements. Brother Christian Tim Ripka and Sister Megan Hope Wagoner of the Free Reformed Church of Tarling Downs have indicated their intention to enter into the married state according to the ordinance of God. They desire to begin this holy state in the name of the Lord and complete it to His glory. If no lawful objections are brought forward by the end of this month, the wedding ceremony will take place, the Lord willing, on Saturday, the 12th of March, 2021, in the Free Reformed Church of Tarling Downs at 11:30 a.m. with Reverend D. Poppy officiating. Consistory as elders only will meet, the Lord willing, tomorrow evening in the consistory room. According to the present expectations, we intend to celebrate the Lord's Supper, the Lord willing, next week Sunday in the morning service in a similar way as we did the previous time in December. An attestation has been requested by Sister Camille DeVos and also by Sister Danielle Denboer, both for the Free Reformed Church of Tarling Downs. We wish these two sisters the Lord's blessings as they take up their place in their new congregation. The family of our late Sister Dina Pluck has requested us to inform you of the following. A family service will be convened, the Lord willing, in the Free Reformed Church of Albany this Tuesday, the 9th of February at 11 a.m. The interment will take place at 12:30 p.m. at the cemetery, after which refreshments will be available in the Albany Church. This morning, as well as this afternoon, we may welcome to the pulpit our own minister, Reverend Poppy. And before we commence this service, let us sing together from Psalm 92, verse 1 and 2.
Thank you. Please rise. Let's worship the Lord. Brothers and sisters, as the people of God, we confess that our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Amen. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. Amen. Let's sing another song of praise to our God. Let's sing together from Psalm 97, the verses 1 and 3. Now submit ourselves to the law of the Lord our God. This morning we do so by listening to the law of God as it comes to us in Exodus chapter 20. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and who keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. And remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter or your male servant or your female servant or your livestock or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and he made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or as male servant or as female servant, or as ox or as donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. Let's now sing together, making confession of our sins and also being encouraged with that from Psalm 65, verses 2 and 4.